Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good Monday morning. I'm Chris Seidens. Top local story. Are children under the age of five at greater risk of being infected by COVID-19 with this new Omicron variant? Working this story is Craig Figner. We go to him now with a live report.
Chris, it is still early, of course, because the holidays just happened, so we're on the heels of that. But some pediatric hospitals in New York are reporting an increase in kids being admitted. We're talking kids under 5 years of age with respiratory infections. And this is the age group that can't yet be vaxxed for COVID-19. And if we're in for some sort of post-holiday pandemic surge, the next couple of weeks, not just in New York, but nationwide, will be critical.
If your children does develop respiratory symptoms, cough, sneezing, difficulty breathing, wheezing, those kinds of things, you should be talking to your doctor and at least get your child tested. If it's being easily transmitted and everybody's together as families, they're more likely to be exposed.
That is Dr. George Rutherford. He's an epidemiologist up at UCSF, and he tells KNX News that so far, at least here in California, again, it's still early, but we're not seeing a surge of admissions to hospitals among kids. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Like much of the country, L.A. County is seeing a surge in COVID cases involving the Omicron variant. It continues to spread widely. Number of new cases has more than doubled from a week ago. Officials say the latest numbers might not be complete because of reporting delays we've seen during the long holiday weekend. This comes even as 67% of Californians are fully vaccinated, but officials do say boosters and masks are still the best way to get through the current surge. Should learn more, a lot more today about the accidental killing of a 14-year-old girl by police who responded to a violent incident last week in North Hollywood. This is the deadline set by LAPD Chief Michael Moore for the public release of body cam video recorded by officers that day. The girl was killed by a stray police bullet that went into a dressing room when officers rushed into a clothing store and shot and killed a man who was attacking customers. Chief Moore has promised a thorough and transparent investigation into the young girl's death. Well, more rain is on tap later today.
The active weather pattern continues across Southern California starting off this week with another storm system on the way, and this one's going to produce gusty winds, rain, and some heavy snow in the mountains. Winter storm warnings start this morning and last until 10 o'clock tonight for the mountains of Santa Barbara and Ventura counties, as well as the LA County mountains, excluding the Santa Monica Range. There may be 6 to 10 inches of snow above 5,000 feet, 2 to 4 inches between 4 to 5,000 feet, maybe even an inch or two across portions of the Grapevine, where there may be travel impacts later today and into the evening hours. As far as rainfall amounts, possibly a half inch to an inch, and there will be strong wind gusts out of the southwest at times near 50 miles per hour, and that's going to mean some blowing snow, reducing visibility in the mountains. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, fresh snow in the mountains making for some great skiing and snowboarding.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain in the San Bernardino National Forest got about 4 to 6 inches of new snowfall, and more is on the way.
Hopefully that'll mean we get some snowmaking going as well, and then we'll get as much terrain open as soon as we can.
Bear Mountain Resort's Justin Canton.
We're not requiring advance reservations this year. That was a requirement last year, but for this year we are doing walk-up sales, but we always want to encourage people to book in advance because that's going to lock in the low rates, whether it's lift tickets, lessons, or rentals.
Canton says make sure you have chains for your tires because you may need them to get to the resorts. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, crews have now started to work on an emergency project to help repair a section of State Route 18 that washed down a hillside last week during the storms. It closed between Panorama Point and Highway 138 between San Bernardino and Lake Arrowhead. Caltrans says a rock slide created a sinkhole below the road. Officials say it will likely remain closed for several days, if not possibly for weeks. Officials say they've now figured out the source of that oil sheen spotted off the coast of Huntington Beach.
It was sighted a few days ago. It is apparently a small leak from a pipeline running from an oil rig operated by an oil and gas company in Oxnard. The new oil sheen apparently is not a major threat to some environmentally sensitive areas in Orange County. And a couple of months ago, there was a major spill from a damaged pipeline that did cause some harm. However, this new leak is not from the same pipeline. This line has been shut down as the investigation continues. Rob Archer, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Orange County Sheriff's Department looking into a possible swatting call made by, Laguna Hills Hospital. A SWAT team arrived at Memorial Care Saddleback Hospital. This was yesterday after a suspect called the police and said he was at the hospital and had a bomb. The hospital was briefly evacuated, but authorities did determine that the threat was fake a couple of hours later. They're still looking for the suspect who made the potentially very dangerous call. A man has died after being shot when he allegedly threatened police with a knife in Eagle Rock. This happened around 6 p.m. last night after officers responded to a call about a man with a large butcher knife at a gas station on West Broadway near the Glendale Freeway. Police say the man approached the officers with the knife and was shot when he ignored orders to put it down. And there's growing pushback against a plan to tear down an empty Starkist fish cannery in Terminal Island in San Pedro. The Port of L.A. says the nearly 70-year-old building has become a dangerous nuisance and should be demolished so the land can be used for new developments. But the Daily Breeze says many people want it declared an historic landmark because of its long role in the area's fishing industry. They're urging officials to drop the demolition plan when they consider it next month.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.